Hi, welcome to our podcast, Ethical OTs. I'm the host, Jason, with my co-host,
Sam.
And we are with our two guests, Richard and Mariama. Richard and Mariama, would you guys like to tell us something about yourself?
Hi, I'm Richard. I'm an occupational therapist. I specialize in hand therapy. Nice to be here.
Hey guys, I'm Mariama, and I specialize in pediatrics.
Awesome. All right. Glad for you guys to be here. Off the bat, have you guys heard of this story? I found it on Reddit.
What story?
It's a story. This is full disclosure, just a regular person, nothing set in stone, nothing that really, you know, is trustworthy, but it says that their coworker is a PTA who does PRN at a skilled nursing facility, and she said the OTs and PTs have 84 minutes for treatment. And she said, the person on Reddit said that some of the staff used to have to work over hours unpaid, and that some of the staff would just bill for the 84 minutes and fudging the numbers would happen throughout the facility. And then also said how this led to some groups getting a decreased quality of care. What do you guys think?
Wait.
That's just really bad in general.
Yeah.
Very unethical.
Yeah.
Yeah, they falsified the hours. That's not right.
Wait, so they would bill them and not do the treatment on them and just bill them?
I think what they're saying is that since they weren't being paid for the overtime, they didn't do the overtime work, but they still kind of billed for the overtime. This one's kind of hard to interpret, but there's definitely like not ethical practices going on.
Mm. Yeah. Well, why don't we just jump into what is ethical practice in the context of occupational therapy?
Let's do it.
Alright. So, I would say that one of the biggest points for ethical practice is autonomy. What would you guys think?
I also think that it's about recognizing ethical situations and possessing the capacity and willingness to address these situations systematically.
Right, like you want to do what's best for everyone.
Exactly.
Let's
talk about a little bit about the why. Why is it important to have these ethics in occupational therapy? And coming from occupational therapists yourself, Mariama and Richard, what do you guys think is the why?
Well, coming from my specialty, you know, you want to have a safe environment for your clients because, you know, you don't want to injure them even more than what they're coming in for. So having a safe environment, something they can trust and be reassured they're receiving quality care, I think that's one of the top priorities of ethical practice.
Yeah, I also think providing quality care is important, and ethics are also important in occupational therapy because we want to, you know, try our best to avoid making decisions that could harm the patient or give them the wrong idea of what occupational therapy is. Like, as an occupational therapist, you want to do what's best for the client and reduce the errors that you're making and always try to do what's best for them.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point, especially because us OTs, we're a very client-centered practice. We want always what's best for the client. And, you know, we need to be efficient at identifying these ethical and unethical practices so that we can make decisions regarding how to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
So we know why it's important to have ethics in occupational therapy and really any healthcare field, but what aspects should we really hone in on for ethical practices, like the, you know, our code of ethics, our principles?
I'd like to chime in. I think veracity, which means, you know, being truthful to the patient, is of utmost importance. Because like we were talking about with the story, they were billing for things they didn't do, and they were lying to the patients, and what's the point, right? If we're gonna lie to the patient, what's the point of therapy?
Yeah.
I also think autonomy, which is letting the client make decisions for themselves, is very important because in occupational therapy, like we were saying, it is very client-centered. So we want them to be able to choose the route that they want during treatment just because we may think a specific treatment plan is best for them doesn't necessarily mean that it is best. We should still be asking them, like, what do you think is best? What do you want to do? And then we can base it off of that instead of just making all of our decisions for them.
Right.
I think that justice is also a really important principle, and it highlights the importance of treating people of all backgrounds, cultures, races, and treating them appropriately and fair.
Yeah. I think beneficence is also something that should be highlighted in every single situation where an OT or a healthcare worker in general is working with a client. And that's just making sure that all forms of action that we're taking are intended to positively impact someone else, whether it's our client or someone walking on the street. Really, it should be everyone.
Agreed.
Yeah, and not just benefiting the patient, but also making sure you're not harming the patient, which is non-maleficence. I think it's important, even if it's something as little as there's something on the floor that they could possibly fall on, you know, making sure you remove that so that they don't harm themselves. Or when you're trying to help them in like a home environment, making sure that everything there is safe and nothing could harm them potentially even more.
Right.
Yeah. And piggybacking off of that, the term fidelity, you know, goes along with what I said before, veracity. Following through with being honest and what you intend to do with the patient, and that'll further the trust between you as a therapist and the patient.
Mm-hmm. And one of the big steps in maintaining an ethical practice is, like I said, being able to identify when these principles are not only being used and followed, but also when they're not, so that, you know, one of the first steps in solving ethical situations is identifying an ethical problem. So it's good that we have these codes that we live by so that we can provide the best care for everybody.
Yeah, and I think not only looking at yourself, but also like the other healthcare providers around, like, you want to be able to see if like another patient is being treated badly by someone else, or they're not following a specific ethical practice, to be able to point that out and solve that issue before it gets worse.
Mm-hmm. And I think that you collaborate a lot with other professions, so having this education of what ethics is really important to have as an OT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even from this story alone at the beginning of our conversation here, there are definitely a few of those principles, you know, not being followed.
Right, like them falsifying the data, I think that was breaking the veracity code, because like they weren't being truthful, they were lying about something that's not true just so that they could still get paid for it, which isn't right. They shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm. And it was a big step for even the writer of that story to identify that.
Right.
So now that we have a good, very good idea on the aspects of an ethical practice, as OTs, what do we do, or what are we going to continue to do to uphold this ethical practice? Richard, why don't you start us off?
I think me personally, I always keep consistent communication, not only with, you know, my patient at every visit, but with management, with my fellow other practitioners in the facility that I work with. Just constant communication would, you know, clarify any issues between me and especially any ethical issues between me and the patient. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I personally, I'd like to guarantee that every client has equitable access to services, and I like to stand up for people who might encounter obstacles to care because of their socioeconomic background, cultural norms, or other variables.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Marianne?
I think, well, what I like to do is I always ask the client what they want and build off of that. I think that's always the first step. When you first see a client, you should always be asking them, like, you know, what are you here for? What do you want? And I think that's a very important first step, because in knowing what they want, you can build the best treatment plan off of that and come up with the best ways to help them with what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you guys are out there in the field, what do you guys tend to look out for the most regarding ethical practices?
That's a good question. I gotta make sure everyone else is doing their part, so not only looking out for what I'm doing, but also what my coworkers are doing, whether it's ethical or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. It's always good to not only look after what you're doing, but what others are doing too. So to kind of wrap this up, what is the importance of ethics in healthcare as a whole, and just the importance of maintaining proper ethical practice?
I think it's important to have fairness, and that fairness is promoted by ethical standards, which will guarantee that everyone, regardless of their background or their class, has equal access to healthcare services.
Yeah, I think it's also important to be aware of how ethics is followed and how it impacts other areas of practice, so that when we're working together with other professions, we have like a common ground on what's right and what should be done versus what is unethical and shouldn't be done and could be bad for the patient.
Mm-hmm. And what I was saying earlier, following up on that, I really believe all healthcare professionals should uphold the same ethical practices, so that no matter who the client is or who they see, they're treated the same, you know?
Yeah. Is there, just out of curiosity, is there anything that you guys think, you know, should be added to this code or principles that we have, like another pillar?
I think we talked about a lot of good points.
Yeah, right? I think there's a lot of them, and they all cover different, like, aspects, so it all makes sure that the client is safe and they're getting the best treatment and the best quality of care.
Yeah.
Have you guys had any experience of an unethical situation being an occupational therapist in your lives?
Well, I used to work at a SNF, or a skilled nursing facility, and it was very unethical what they did. They would ignore patients, they would, you know, chart incorrectly. Mm-hmm. Just like that anecdotal story that we just talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, working at a hospital, I noticed sometimes certain clients would get certain treatment over others, and I think everyone should be able to have the same treatment, the best treatment possible, no matter like who you are.
Yeah, no matter age, culture,
yep.
How you identify, everything, you know, everyone's, they're all there for the same reason, you know, to get better and live how they need to and want to.
Exactly.
No one should not have access to that.
And I think it's important to like re-educate people throughout their years of experience on what ethical practice is, to remind them of the ethical codes.
Right. All right. That was a great episode of Ethical OTs. Richard, Mariama, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having
pleasure
us.
To be
Thanks
here.
For coming, guys.
Yeah, I really enjoyed.
And we hope to see you again on another episode, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.